a noticeable degree. Time accelerates while I shrink. Morning, once more, a giant's house I enter, unsure what I've come looking for. In a photo I find online, Svante Arrhenius has the bearing of a furnace. Using slide rule, pen, ink, and paper made from boreal trees, he performed the complex, tedious calculations demonstrating the greenhouse effect. The slight percentage of carbonic acid in the atmosphere may, by the advance of industry, be changed to a noticeable degree. Which might could be a boon, he reasoned, imagining orange trees in his beloved Sweden. Dear Svante, it's 2019. Last year, my country emitted more than 5 billion metric tons of CO2. In last night's dream house, I tried hiding behind a small door, but outsized legs and feet gave me away. My grief is replete with depletions. It's humongous and comes from the sea. A soft-bodied thing whose shell, like the center, cannot hold. But sometimes, whist, aware, light stitches the pieces together. I remember an afternoon, a green heron whose beak an orange stillness made, whose eye fixed, who lured my boat of disgruntlement and plastic, drifting in B-flat minor. Charles Keeling might have been a concert pianist. Instead, he traced a hidden theme, tracked its variations, rising atmospheric CO2. Now, his spectacular curve luminesces off the screen, blue zigzags, inside red undulations reaching up, up, a glissando's accumulating vibrations. Prior to bleaching, stressed out coral phosphoresces, the knobs, lobes, and branches glowing pink, orange, purple, blue as Mardi Gras beads stranded in a vast, emptying city. Strings and strings in dumpsters, on roads, our necks once heavy with them. I remember walking the drunkenness off. I remember coming to a bridge, coming to think, could I? Arrhenius built a bridge between branches of science his peers had rather kept discreet. His first marriage over, he threw himself into work, checking, rechecking the calculations. Having calculated the losses, another person might have thrown herself over the railing. Face luminous in the brief hush of hesitation, the dark of falling. Grief proceeds by mouthfuls to eat the simplest, most common things. It pounds the beaches where her body was never found. More than my lifetime ago, Keeling began to take the measure of things at Big Sur, at Mauna Loa, the air's composition changing as rapidly in its way as a leap one person takes, changing everything and nothing. Nothing at all. Coastal air, supple and magnetic, tinged with the possible and the unknown. Salt, 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 the excitement and sucker of work, meticulous, obsessive work, much of which never comes to light yet trembles beside us. Voices, silences, nocturnes made of doorways, pages, strains and cracks and strings upon strings of goodbye.